Om Shanti. Today is 18th June 2026. Post was just offered in Om Shanti Bhavan, and we'll now listen to the Bhog message via Shashi Didi. Om Shanti. On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's love-filled remembrances with myself as I reached the subtle region, what did I see there? Baba was coming from a far distance, and as he came closer, he was smiling. I asked Baba, where did you go on a tour today? Baba said, Baba especially went on a tour of the entire world today. On one hand, Baba is seeing the children who have the rights to the new kingdom, those who will rule over the new world. Baba was seeing those children. And on another hand, those who are involved in world transformation, whether it's creating facilities or the instrument souls who are going to bring about transformation, Baba went to see them as well. So on one hand, science is working in full form, and on the other side, five elements are also playing their games. And in another direction, the big instrument souls, big authorities of the world are worried about what's going to happen to this world. And in a fourth direction, Baba's children who have rights to rule over the new world, Baba was looking at their stage, their spiritual efforts, and their form. There were two kinds of expression visible on Baba's face. On one hand, Baba was smiling, but it was as though Baba was thinking about something. Baba was wondering, it was as though Baba was wondering, when are my children going to become complete and perfect? Baba then said, today Baba has invited the children to the subtle region. He said, come children. And I then saw many, many brothers and sisters who got immersed in front of Baba. While giving Baba's drishti to everyone, Baba was giving them blessings. Baba then told all children, Baba had specially gone on a tour of the entire world today. So Baba then asked the children, will you also go on a tour? So all the children said, yes, Baba, we are with you. Baba said, acha, okay, come along with Baba. So Baba walked ahead and the children were following him. And at a far distance, what did we see? It was a very beautiful world globe. And we had to reach that point. And on the top of the globe was a tower of light that was spreading light in all directions. So there were sparkling, different colored garlands around that point, around that, on the top of the globe. So as the children tried to reach that point, initially, they saw a path which was a bit dark, a bit congested as well. But there was a gate on this pathway, and the children had to pass through this gate. So So Baba asked everyone to pass through the gate, but as they tried to do it, they saw that the gate was not opening. On the gate was written, Nimit Nirman, be a humble instrument, be an instrument that is humble. So when they stabilized themselves in that stage, they were able to go through the gates. As they went ahead, what did they see? There was another transparent gate. So it felt, it appeared to be open, but it was still shut. And through the glass of this gate, different colored rays were spreading all around. So on the second gate was written, volcanic yoga and the form of the loving form. So as everyone stabilized in their volcanic form, in their loving form, those rays of light around the gate was making the gate even more beautiful, and then the second gate opened and the children crossed over the second gate. Then they came towards a third gate, and on that third gate was written, self-sovereign. The one who has rights to be self-sovereign. And under that were 3 points. The Supreme Being is my companion. And there was this point, and on the point, there was so much light emanating from that point, so everyone had to touch that point. As they were trying to touch the point was disappearing. It was shifting from here and there. Just as you try to open a lock, sometimes you're not able to insert the key in the right way. So this point was also shifting here and there. So Baba then said, this point represents the original stage of the soul. Sometimes the children stabilize themselves in that stage and they're able to see Baba as their companion. But when they're not stabilizing themselves in that point form, they feel their companion is also very far. They keep calling out to Baba, help us, help us. So then as they moved ahead even further, the next gate was written, may you be full with all powers. Baba then said, Baba's bestowed all the powers unto the children, but sometimes the children stabilize themselves in that stage, sometimes not. So as the children practice this, then that next gate also opened. And then after that, Baba said, you all have to go towards this word globe and touch it. But even reaching to that globe seemed to be a bit difficult to the children. Baba said, look closely. So on one side there were different kinds of situations, circumstances. Some places it seemed that bells were sounding. In a third direction there were some fearsome forms, first fearsome scenes. So the children started to get a bit afraid and they asked Baba, what is all this? Baba explained, the children know that fearsome form circumstances are going to take their form. The scenes of transformation of this world are taking place at a fast speed. But what do you children have to do? One, stabilize in the volcanic stage and the stage of coolness from which you spread vibrations so that the five elements can be cooled down, calmed down, and souls of the world can also experience peace within themselves, and then you can claim rights to be world sovereigns. Sometimes the children don't know how to keep a balance. Sometimes they go very deep into one form, but they're not able to then pay good attention to their inner stage. So Baba is signaling the children, the five elements are taking on their very fearsome form, but with the power of silence and with all the powers, you have to experience your complete stage, your perfect stage, and give rays of Sakash to the entire world. so that we can claim rights to our new kingdom. So Baba showed the children all these scenes, and then Baba appeared on the top of the world globe, and along with Baba, the children in the angelic form appeared. Baba then said, in order to rule over the globe, you have to see who has all rights. It's you children who have to claim all rights to be world sovereigns. Always remember that you are the ones who claim rights to be world sovereigns. You are the ones who are to transform the world. You are the ones who are going to make the world new. You are the world benefactors. So when you stabilize yourselves in that stage, you will be able to maintain balance. You'll be able to experience the volcanic stage, the stage of having all powers, and your original stage. I then offered the bhog to Baba. Baba then fed the bhog to all the children. And then Baba showed all the children a small lotus flower. Today Baba is giving the children this gift. In the center of the lotus flower was Shiv Baba. And there were two powerful petals, flowers on either side, Baba and Mama. On it was written, the Almighty Authority Father is my companion and we are Baba's right hands. Just as Mama and Baba were Shiv Baba's right hands, so the rest of my Brahmin children are also Baba's right hands. Keep Baba as your companion. Be detached and loving like a lotus. And claim rights to be world sovereigns. Baba was then giving a lot of drishti to all the children. There were certain souls who had offered bhog, especially to Baba. Baba emerged them in front of him and gave them loving remembrances. Baba said, everyone's thoughts have reached Baba and Baba has given the return of their thoughts. There's no need to think extra. Baba is with you. Baba gave remembrances to everyone and I returned. Om Shanti.